Now, Moscow has responded to London's claims that Russia was responsible for the toxic attack on two British citizens in the UK city of Amesbury. The Russian Foreign Ministry, in a statement, said the toxic attack claims of the UK's Defence Minister Gavin Williamson are, quote, a good old mantra. The ministry urged British authorities to conduct a real investigation into the incident. Earlier, Williamson claimed that Russia had committed the attack on UK soil.
The simple reality is that Russia has committed an attack on British soil, which has seen the death of a British citizen. That is something that I think the world will unite with us in actually condemning.
Now, Williamson also said that British armed forces are conducting a clear-up operation. Russia describes the allegation as absurd. Earlier, the Russian embassy in London described the new poisoning allegation as anti-Russia provocation. The UK says two Britons were exposed to the nerve agent known as Novichok. One of the victims has since died. The exposure happened close to where the former Russian double agent and his daughter were poisoned in March. The previous poisoning incident sparked a diplomatic standoff between London and Moscow. Let's cross over to Washington, D.C. and speak to James Yatras. He's a former U.S. diplomat. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Yatras. Now, what do you make of these recent claims? Is this really anti-Russia provocation, or is there some substance to these claims?
Of course it's anti-Russian provocation, and it's terribly unfortunate that it now has claimed the life of this British citizen. But let's be clear about something. I think Theresa May needs to fire somebody in MI6 for lack of imagination, except she's running out of people in her government to fire. They're all resigning, and her job is in jeopardy. This is clearly some kind of a provocation by the British. Let's remember, these people, supposedly these most recent victims, were poisoned by traces left over from the earlier Skripal poisoning of several months ago, which still has not been adequately explained. Those people who were at death's door, supposedly, because of this highly deadly nerve agent, nonetheless recovered, but are being held incommunicado somewhere and not even in communication with their families back in Russia. I think the world deserves some answers here, especially since that earlier episode was used as a pretext for any number of countries in Europe, as well as the United States, to kick out a whole bunch of Russian diplomats and to cause essentially a diplomatic war.
Right, Mr. Yatras, I'm curious as to what you think about the timing of all this, because it is coming at a time when the UK's Brexit policy is falling apart at the seams. Is this a distraction?
I think it's less of a distraction from that, although I think that's in there as well, is the fact that a lot of the European countries in NATO are very concerned about this upcoming summit and then Donald Trump's upcoming meeting with Vladimir Putin. I'd really like to know what kind of information Mr. Putin can give Mr. Trump about what exactly the British have been up to here. That not only have they, in my opinion, staged this episode with regard to so-called Novichok, in fact, if in fact that was the agent, but there's also reason to think they were involved in the false flag Douma gas attack in Syria, which wasn't a gas attack, as the OPCW now has said. And let's remember the British, too, were at the very heart of the whole Russiagate scandal, the so-called Steele dossier, which has been dogging American politics for over a year. All of these things come back to the British, to MI6, to GCHQ, and other agencies of the British government.
All right, that's James Yatras, former U.S. diplomat, joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Mr. Yatras, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.